Welcome to Dead Souls Social Club.
Good evening, everyone. If you enjoy our show and find our research both interesting and informative, please can I ask that you consider leaving us a 5-star review on your chosen podcast platform. Something that small really does help us out a huge amount. You can also find out more about us and our work by heading over to deadsouls.co.uk and checking us out. We are a small team of 3 researchers with more than 70 years of experience between us. You can also find us and speak to us over on Instagram. Just search Dead Souls Social Club and we'll come up. So, as always, thank you so much for joining us tonight. This audio presentation contains graphic details of death, violence, and controversial subject matter. Listener discretion is strongly advised. From Dead Souls Media, this is Mass Hysteria or Something Sinister. I'm Jamie Black, a researcher and psychologist, and I'll be your host for tonight. Good evening and Happy New Year. Let's hope that 2025 isn't the dumpster fire that 2024 was, I guess. Optimistic enough? Okay. So I'd like to start the year by talking about a current event, one that I've been monitoring over the last month or so. Let's sum it up best with some news reports.
Tonight, an aerial mystery that's been described as unnerving is growing. The FBI now investigating multiple reports of unidentified drones flying over New Jersey, some as large as a small car. And today, a large drone seen here, also described as the size of a small vehicle, flying over a California event where Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in attendance. The New Jersey drones, initially spotted in the northern part of the state, now being reported further south. Sightings also now being reported in New York City.
You're joining me by squinting at your screen right now, and you're seeing what I'm seeing. Two. Sort of a twinkling light in the sky. Well, these are just a few of the dozens of mysterious drones spotted circling above New Jersey. Now, the FBI is investigating. Governor Phil Murphy says the drones are hard to track because, quote, the minute you get your eyes on them, they go dark.
New Jersey Senator Andy Kim shared this video of drones he shot yesterday. Federal authorities insist most of these sightings are actually legally manned aircraft. But Senator Kim says he checked a flight tracker app while capturing this video and that the devices he was capturing were not on it. The sightings are happening near LaGuardia Airport, too. Officials say they received unconfirmed reports of drone activity over that busy airport. As for numbers, the FBI says it's received more than 3,000 tips from the public about drone sightings going back to November 18th, all over New Jersey. Since then, there's been an average of 92 sightings per night and expanding across half a dozen states. In a joint statement, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security said, quote, we have no evidence at this time that the reported drone sightings pose a national security or public safety threat, or that they have a foreign nexus. Lawmakers, however, aren't buying it and are pushing for answers and action.
So what do we know about the mysterious drones over New Jersey and other United States states, as well as UK and German locations? Is this all mass hysteria, or is this something more sinister or mysterious to what's happening here? In December 2024, United States Aviation Authority, the FAA, announced a temporary ban on the use of drones over nearly 24 cities in New Jersey. This temporary banning order is in place until mid-January 2025. Mystery, speculation, and concern has slowly escalated since late November 24, following almost 2 months of drone sightings over New Jersey and other US states, which has alarmed many citizens. US state and federal authorities have, as yet, been unable to provide definitive answers regarding these sightings. Whilst there has been speculation in the press regarding what the drones are, the official bodies have been reluctant to comment on anything substantive. In fact, their limited communications have been to say only that the flying objects are not believed to pose a danger to the public or national security. Now, the skeptic in me would immediately think upon hearing this comment, how do authorities know the drones pose no threat to the public or to national security if they don't know what the drones are or where they originate from? Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas stated on December the 8th that the aerial phenomena included drones as well as manned aircraft commonly mistaken for drones. Mayorkas also said that he knows of, quote, no foreign involvement in regards to the drones' origins, unquote. Now, once again I say, how do you know this, whilst also stating publicly that you don't know definitively what they are? Some US lawmakers have publicly criticized the federal government's handling of the drone situation and for the lack of public information and transparency. As you can imagine, the sightings, photos, and videos of the many drones have prompted a wide range of conspiracy theories. Theories such as they are extraterrestrial in origin, they are foreign spy drones from Russia, Iran, or China, that they are monitoring military facilities, or that they contain enemy weaponry that are poised to strike if foreign relations deplete even further than where they currently are. But what do we know for sure? A significant number of drone sightings have been reported over New Jersey since the 18th of November 2024, with report numbers estimated to be around 80 to 90 sightings per day since then. Further drone activity has been reported around a multitude of northeast United States locations. Some of these locations have been the Picatinny Arsenal, a sensitive military research facility in Morris County, New Jersey, Langley Air Force Base in Virginia, the Navy Weapons Station in Monmouth County, New Jersey, the Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base in Fort Worth, Texas, as well as over President-elect Donald Trump's golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey. In addition to these, Royal Air Force Lakenheath, RAF Mildenhall, RAF Feltwell, and RAF Fairford in the United Kingdom also underwent multiple drone incursions between November the 20th to 26th, and United States Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany on December the 3rd and 4th. The US Federal Aviation Administration has since issued the aforementioned restrictions on consumer drone flights over 22 cities, locations which include Bedminster and Picatinny. In addition to the sightings over military facilities, sightings have also been reported in several other locations of interest. Several drones were observed hovering over the Bronx area of New York City on the 12th of December. Governor of New York Kathy Hochul released a statement saying, Stewart Airfield in Orange County, New York State, had to temporarily close on the 13th of December due to unknown drone activity. The Wall Street Journal detailed 17 days worth of tracking of unusual drones in Virginia State. We'll come to this later. Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio was closed on December the 13th due to drone activity above the military site, it announced. Former Republican governor for Massachusetts, Larry Hogan, said that he personally witnessed what appeared to be dozens of drones over his home in Davidsonville, Maryland. Connecticut police confirmed in a statement that, quote, suspicious drone activity over the towns of Groton and New London had been monitored and that they have now implemented drone detection systems within the towns due to a number of the drones operating at night with no lights and emanating no sound. Additionally, multiple sightings have been reported in eastern Pennsylvania, including over Philadelphia and Tabihana U.S. Army Depot. At the end of November, spokesman for the UK Ministry of Defence stated that it believed the drone incursions over the UK RAF bases were suspected to be a, quote, foreign state actor. United States and German authorities have not made the same claim. They have not made any claim at this stage, in fact. Joe Biden, the outgoing president of the United States, has said that there is, quote, nothing nefarious about the drone sightings and that they pose no sense of danger, unquote. Again, this implies that he knows what they are in that case. But the federal government have stated on numerous occasions that they don't know what they are. In fact, Several U.S. agencies have publicly said on record that there was no evidence of any threat to public safety. The agencies include the FBI, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the North Atlantic Aerospace Command, aka NORAD, and the FAA, and numerous other U.S. government spokespeople. An official from the FBI said, quote, "I think there has been a slight overreaction." Whilst the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said, quote, "I know of no foreign involvement with respect to the sightings in the Northeast, and we are vigilant in investigating this matter. If there is any reason for concern, if we identify any foreign involvement or criminal activity, we will communicate with the American public accordingly," unquote. Connecticut Democrat Congressional Representative Jim Himes stated on December the 17th, quote, "There is zero evidence of laws being broken by the drones, and the vast majority of sightings were normal aircraft or drones being operated lawfully," unquote. Himes stated that this information was verified by law enforcement officials to him in a private briefing. I want to clarify what these drones are and to be clear about what we are talking about. When I think of a drone, my immediate perception is that of the consumer drones that are sold at places like Amazon, or at retail stores like Best Buy in the US, or Argos and Currys in the UK, JB Hi-Fi or Camera Warehouse in Australia, or directly from drone manufacturers like DJI. But it's not these drones that are being spotted. Far from it, actually. The drones being observed in their hundreds are said to be the size of a family car or small bus. Some are observed to have various arrays of lights, while others are seen to be completely black. All are said to be entirely silent, and some demonstrate incredibly advanced maneuvers with very advanced energy sources. Retired United States Air Force pilot Lieutenant Ryan Graves had this to say.
You know, it's tough to say. Based on what I've seen just in the public from reports and kind of amateur photographers and witnesses, some of them do seem to be making pretty sharp turns. I wouldn't call them like physics-breaking turns, but they don't seem to be operating like a normal aircraft, right? So they're down low. They're making what appear to be pretty high G turns, maybe like 3, 4, or 5 G turns at relatively low airspeeds, which is indicative of them having a pretty significant power supply, right? Anytime you turn like that, you're burning energy, essentially. So for them to be able to make these high G maneuvers and then remain in the area for another 5 or 6 or 7 hours and still have the battery life or whatever's propelling them to then go over the ocean to a point where they're untrackable, again, I'm not really familiar with that type of capability.
Following a briefing with the Department of Homeland Security on December the 11th, New Jersey Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia said the drones appeared to avoid detection by traditional methods. Fantasia also said that the craft appeared to operate in a coordinated manner. A joint statement released by the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, FAA, and Defense Department on December the 16th said the sightings are, quote, "A combination of lawful commercial drones, hobbyist drones, and law enforcement drones, as well as manned fixed-wing aircraft, helicopters, and STARS mistakenly reported as drones. We have not identified anything anomalous," unquote. President-elect Donald Trump, however, has claimed that the, quote, "government knows what is happening, and for some reason they don't want to comment," unquote. I will add to this that being a former US president and also president-elect, Donald Trump receives the same security briefings from intelligence and military services as Joe Biden does. Trump declined to comment when he was pushed by the media on whether he had been briefed on the sightings. He simply said, quote, "I can't imagine that it's the enemy," unquote. Now, given that officials are saying that they both know nothing about the drones, but are also confident that they are no threat to national security, are unlikely to be enemy in origin, and have no information about the drones, what can we deduce are the origins, realistically speaking? Well, New Jersey Republican Representative Jeff Van Drew said that the drones were coming from an Iranian mothership, which was stationed in the middle of the North Atlantic Ocean. When pushed, Vandrew couldn't provide any evidence to substantiate this claim, however. Meanwhile, Illinois Democrat Raja Krishnamurthy said that there was a chance that China could be involved. Again, speculation on their part. Although in a fairly contradictory stance, the Pentagon, White House, and Homeland Security departments have all insisted that there is no foreign origin for the objects. But again, and I apologize if I'm repeating myself here, but how do they possibly know that? Consider this, and it may be related or an entirely isolated incident. You be the judge. But on December the 2nd, a 39-year-old man from China named Yinpao Zhu was arrested as he boarded a flight from LAX in Los Angeles to Beijing in China. He had been identified as an individual who had flown a drone over Vandenberg Space Force Base located near Santa Barbara a few days prior on November 30th. He was flying the drone to specifically take aerial photographs of the base and admitted as much upon being questioned. For clarity, there has been no suggestion that this incident has any connection with a spate of drone reports on the other side of the US. President-elect Trump has used his Truth Social platform to promote a black and white stance towards the drone sightings. He has stated that it's impossible that the government has no knowledge of what the drones are and where they are from. He has advocated to let the public know the full story behind them. This is an interesting statement within itself. As like I said prior, President-elect Trump receives the same security briefings as President Joe Biden. So, is this his way of hinting that he has more knowledge about the crafts than is currently being shared? If that is the case, and he is urging the current administration to share more information about them, does that mean that in just 3 short weeks when he retakes office, he will do just that himself if President Biden has not done so by then? Let the public know now, otherwise shoot them down, President Trump has stated. Of course, if they do turn out to be craft originating from a foreign nation, will Trump take the stance upon office? Especially given his anti-war and reluctance to begin a conflict or saber rattle in any way. Well, time will tell. For balance, some Democrats have also been vocal about shooting the drones down. Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Connecticut Democrat, stated just that last week. Shooting down drones is actually illegal in the United States, so I guess that would take a presidential decree to action. Assuming, of course, the president is now above the law, which events in 2024 seem to suggest. This whole saga certainly could go in any direction at this point. But what do you think are the origins of the drones? What do you think their purpose are? Send me an email, deadsoulspodcast@gmail.com, or DM me on Instagram. For those listening on YouTube, drop a comment below this with your thoughts and opinions. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has requested that federal officials send further drone detection systems to New York and New Jersey to monitor the aircraft, whilst Governor Hochul of New York has asked for further powers from the federal government to tackle the drone issue. It's not clear what powers those are, though it sounds like she wants shoot-down authority. The federal government are downplaying the seriousness of the drones, however, so this authority might not be forthcoming. Could this be because the federal government wants to reduce any risk of escalation by firing on the drones? Again, what does that seem to indicate about the government's knowledge of drones and what they are actually saying to the general public? There also seems to be a slight difference in stance towards the craft between the US and UK, with the US playing dumb over the phenomenon, whilst the UK are firmly pointing the finger at Russian technology. Major General Patrick Ryder, the Department of Defense press secretary, confirmed on January 5th that no military use, testing or flights are responsible for the sightings, indicating that the drones are not of domestic origin to the United States. Whilst incidents have slowed over the festive period, the public are still coming forward with bizarre encounters. Two witnesses in Manalopan Township, for example, videotaped a bus-sized 25 to 50-foot long black triangle UFO that they stated, quote, pulled off a high-G maneuver over a residential area just days before Christmas. The incident lasted for over a minute and ended with the object flying at exceptionally high speed in the general direction of Maguire Air Force Base. Unquote. For at least 17 nights through December, swarms of small UFOs were monitored at dusk, moving at extremely rapid speeds and displaying flashing red, green and white lights. The craft penetrated the highly restricted airspace above Langley Air Force Base in Virginia. Ex-Pentagon senior security official Chris Mellon has publicly stated that the episode was part of a much larger pattern affecting numerous national security installations across the US. Mellon also said that two of the notable aspects are the fact that US drone signal jamming devices have proven ineffective against the craft and that the aerial phenomenon are making no effort to remain concealed. In fact, in some instances, it is clear that they want to be seen as if they might be taunting us. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Chris Mellon, he served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence under Presidents Clinton and George W. Bush. His reputation and professional career are robust and admirable, and he has one of the highest caliber of credible sources on U.S. national security matters of this nature. Similar events to those that occurred over Langley have also occurred over Palmdale, California, Mellon expanded. An hour's drive north of Los Angeles, Palmdale is home to defense contractor Lockheed Martin's classified Skunk Works, makers of the F-22 Raptor stealth fighter, and possibly one of the most secretive and advanced technology manufacturing sites in the world. General Mark Kelly of the U.S. Air Combat Command confirmed that the incident above Langley led to a series of concerned and high-level emergency meetings within the White House. Air Force investigators, police, and NASA analysts have all attempted to identify the mysterious craft, but no answers have emerged. NASA have even utilized the agency's super high-tech WB-57F research plane. Mellon added these final thoughts and comments. Quote, "The craft's brazenness, range, flight duration, reliability, resistance to countermeasures, and indifference to detection are confounding. In some cases, motherships have been reported. These motherships were extremely fast, larger vehicles that have been observed collecting or releasing swarms of smaller craft." Unquote. These comments would sound outlandish had they been from anyone else, but Mellon managed security and information operations during his time at the Pentagon and still maintains only the highest level of reputation and regard. But don't just take his word for it. A mothership case over the skies of Nebraska was investigated by Special Agent Michael Bomberger of the FAA last year. And there's also US government records to confirm it that have been released under the Freedom of Information Act. The records also include law enforcement testimony from the incident, where local sheriffs stated that they saw 30 to 50 unusual craft flying independently of one another, with a larger mothership hovering nearby over several hours. Are these drone sightings just mass hysteria? Is there a simple and entirely plausible explanation? Or are they the latest government release series of drip-fed phenomenon? What do you think? Just something brief but intriguing to kick off the new year tonight, guys. We are currently working on two deep dive series that we will be releasing over the next month, with the first drop in later this week. We have also been conducting a brand new investigation throughout November and December, and we can't wait to drop an episode all about that and what we have found. Additionally, we also have a few dark and shocking Patreon exclusive episodes coming up that we can't wait to share. They would be almost instantly censored or removed on our regular platform, so Patreon is the only option for those. Finally, we've been working on a few research articles over Christmas that we will be dropping onto Patreon too, so for those of you who enjoy the show, consider signing up. It's just $2 a month and you get a ton of extra content with lots more to come. Honestly, it's less than the cost of a cup of coffee, so an incredible bargain. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show tonight. Be sure to leave us a 5-star review on your chosen podcast platform and subscribe to our show so that you never miss an episode. Our shows aren't sponsored by any company or corporation, so any support you can give us goes a long way in supporting the work that we do. From all of us here at Dead Souls, sleep tight.